It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Monsanto, the world's biggest seed maker, today says its fiscal second quarter profit edged down 3.2%, even as corn and soybean sales rose sharply. The St. Louis-based company earned $1.09 billion, or $1.97 a share, in the 3 months ending February 28th, down from $1.13 billion, or $2.02 a share a year ago. Monsanto's revenue jumped 8.3% to a record $4.04 billion from $3.72 billion a year ago, with a boost from sales of genetically engineered seeds. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending March 26th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 10.4, next year, 3.7. Corn this year, 49.3, next year, 0.3. Soybeans this year, 22.0, next year, 21.4.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And I'm going to start out today talking very briefly about South America. They have some late-season soybeans and other crops in Argentina that will benefit greatly from some rain that is moving into the area. Double crop soybeans have been seriously stressed in dry land production areas, and they have rain coming in, and it will benefit the double crop soybeans, but the yield will remain low. The many areas in Argentina's summer crop region will be impacted, with locally great amounts occurring in some areas from Buenos Aires into Santa Fe and Entre Rios. As far as Brazil, rain scattered across the northern portion of Brazil, and that has been a trend that has continued for a while. The forecast calling for a reduction in rainfall in southern Brazil for the second week of a two-week forecast for frequent precipitation will continue to impact northern and some central crop areas of Brazil over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Precipitation will not completely prevent harvest progress, but field work will be slow to advance in some areas. Now on to the U.S., where we have a situation developing in the southern states. Last week, the drought monitor had moderate to severe drought stretching from eastern Texas across Louisiana, portions of Mississippi, Alabama, through the panhandle of Florida. They have erased that. They have now too much water, and they have some flooding in that area. Some cornfields had been planted. Certainly some are going to be washed out as another line of heavy rain with severe storms is rolling through that area. And again, it does look like following the outbreak of heavy rain, computer models are indicating a big drop in temperatures across that area sometime early next week. Freezes will extend from parts of the northern delta into northern Georgia and western Carolinas. And again, crops in the region not likely to be advanced far enough to be threatened by the cold. Or if the cold becomes more intense than advertised on the latest computer model runs, or a high-pressure system moves into the region, freezes would occur further south, and some crops may be threatened. We're going to have to keep an eye on that situation. Again, a few well-drained fields may dry up enough for field work to occur over the next week. There are three additional storm systems that look to affect the region through the middle of April. Precipitation will not be as widespread as the recent storms, but some field work may be accomplished in that area. Again, that's something that's going to have to be watched, because they are starting to get into the time for putting some seed in the ground there. In fact, they already have, but the rain will continue, and then followed by some cold. As far as the Midwest, the flood situation in the Red River Basin will continue to steadily improve as the Red River crests from south to north. Flooding likely returning to many areas for the remainder of the month as the extensive snowpack melts. However, the flooding should not be as significant as what has already occurred unless temperatures warm too quickly or the region receives heavy amounts of precipitation, and right now that does not look likely. There will be some storms that come in to bring some precipitation, but it looks to be widely scattered and not as intense as some of the storms that have rolled through recently. The Midwest will continue to see frequent rounds of precipitation for the next 10 days, improving weather conditions by the middle of the month. Expected precipitation frequent but light, and that, again, may cause some worsening flood conditions in the lower Midwest, but most flooding conditions will continue to recede during the forecast period. As far as temperatures go, we could stand to see a nice round of warming conditions, but the computer models continue to keep us near or slightly below average for the middle of the month. Again, that could turn around with one or two computer model runs, but right now looks like we will continue to see frequent precipitation and cooler than average temperatures for the long run. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 566 unchanged, last trade up 9. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 525 and a half unchanged, last trade up 7 and 3 quarters. July, 538 and a quarter unchanged, last trade up 7 and 3 quarters. May corn opened at 395 down 1, last trade up 7. July, 405 and 3 quarters down a half, last trade up 6 and a half. December, 425 and 3 quarters down 1.5, last trade up 6.5. May beans open at 9.51 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade up 22 and a quarter. July, 9.51 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade up 23. November, 8.91 and a half, down a half, last trade up 17.5. May soybean meal opened at 294.30, unchanged, last trade up 6.70. May soybean oil opened at 33.48, down 2, last trade up 81. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.49 is up 188 points. The NASDAQ 1593 up 41, and the S&P 500 at 832 up 21 and 3 quarters points. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
My eye gravitated immediately to soybean export sales for next year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, usually at this time of year, we're looking at modest new crop export bookings, but today we came in at 21.5 million bushel, but that nearly equaled the old crop sales. That was just absolutely huge. The bean market, I think, will open anywhere from 15 to maybe as much as 22 or 23 higher. We are kind of losing the inverse on these beans, however. That's been the friendly sign here since the first of the year, and that's kind of moving away. But the crude oil being up $3.50 this morning assures a higher opening.
Do you think if we clear the March highs, we can look at 960?
Oh, there's a lot of talk about 960 in the November futures. I think that we've got to get some pop behind us. We have to have some spec buying there.
Turn your attention to the corn. They were pretty good on the exports.
Export bookings came in on corn. We've had a rash of good weekly export bookings there, and that's a plus. We'll be up a nickel, maybe as much as 7 cents. We got a bullish signal chart rise on Tuesday. There's no reason to think that yesterday's pullback changed that.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please.
The wheat market, again, exports really been lagging. We got 9 weeks to go to meet these export projections at 980 million bushels. We're just, you know, we just can't quite get the job done. We'll be the follower. We'll be up 6, maybe as much as 8 cents. Minneapolis wheat certainly got some legs under it. A falling dollar is going to help the wheat, though.
Do you think that we're going to see sub-$5 wheat anytime soon?
Probably not until we get into June.
CME livestock.
The cattle market, I think, is going to kind of struggle today. Maybe down 30 to up 25 at the outset. We certainly have some good cash news out here, but I don't know if it's enough to really support the cattle much. The hog side's going to be lower. A dime maybe 40 cents lower. Carcass values just fell apart yesterday. It's going to really be troublesome in this hog market.
What would you like to see grain hedgers doing?
I am starting to do the clean out situation on old crop corn. We have been moving old crop beans. I want to be a seller of December corn in this 435 to 445 range, hoping to get more sold around 460.
Do you want to sell the 15% that's not under protection?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden, and she is with Ag Review. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Hey, we have a great website that we have all of our audio on, as well as a lot of analysis as well. You can go to WILLAG.org anytime you want to get the latest on the markets. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.